Book 7, Canto 5, Section 3. Once more she was human upon earthly soil. In the muttering night amid the rain-swept woods and the rude cottage where she sat in trance, that subtle world withdrew deeply within, behind the sunway of the inner sight. But now the half-opened lotus bud of her heart had bloomed and stood disclosed to the earthly ray. In an image shown, revealed her secret soul. There was no wall severing the soul and mind, no mystic fence guarding from the claims of life. In its deep lotus home, her being sat as if on concentration's marble seat, calling the mighty mother of the worlds to make this earthly tenement her house. As in a flash from a supernal light, a living image of the original power, a face, a form came down into her heart and made of it its temple and pure abode. But when its feet had touched the quivering bloom, a mighty movement rocked the inner space as if a world were shaken and found its soul. Out of the inconscient, soulless, mindless night, a flaming serpent rose, released from sleep. It rose, billowing its coils, and stood erect, and climbing mightily, stormily on its way, it touched her centers with its flaming mouth, as if a fiery kiss had broken their sleep. They bloomed and laughed, surcharged with light and bliss. Then at the crown it joined the eternal's space. In the flower of the head, in the flower of matter's base, in each divine stronghold and nature knot, it held together the mystic stream which joins the viewless summits with the unseen depths, the string of forts that make the frail defense safeguarding us against the enormous world, our lines of self-expression in its vast. An image sat of the original power, wearing the mighty mother's form and face. Armed, bearer of the weapon and the sign, whose occult might no magic can imitate, manifold yet one she sat, a guardian force. A savior gesture stretched her lifted arm, and symbol of some native cosmic strength, a sacred beast lay prone below her feet, a silent flame-eyed mass of living force. All underwent a high celestial change, breaking the black inconscient's blind mute wall, effacing the circles of the ignorance. Powers and divinities burst flaming forth, each part of the being trembling with delight, lay overwhelmed with tides of happiness, and saw her hand in every circumstance, and felt her touch in every limb and cell. In the country of the lotus of the head, which thinking mind has made its busy space, in the castle of the lotus twixt the brows, whence it shoots the arrows of its sight and will, in the passage of the lotus of the throat, where speech must rise, and the expressing mind and the heart's impulse run towards word and act, a glad uplift and a new working came. The immortal's thoughts displaced our bounded view. The immortal's thoughts, earth's drab idea and sense. All things now bore a deeper, heavenlier sense. A glad, clear harmony marked their truth's outline, reset the balance and measures of the world. Each shape showed its occult design. Unveiled, God's meaning in it for which it was made, and the vivid splendor of his artist thought. A channel of the mighty mother's choice, the immortal's will took into its calm control our blind or erring government of life. A loose republic once of wants and needs, then bowed to the uncertain sovereign mind, life now obeyed to a diviner rule, and every act became an act of God. In the kingdom of the lotus of the heart, love chanting its pure hymeneal hymn made life and body mirrors of sacred joy, and all the emotions gave themselves to God. In the navel lotus, broad imperial range, its proud ambitions and its master lusts were tamed into instruments of a great calm sway to do a work of God on earthly soil. in the narrow, nether centre's petty parts, its childish game of daily dwarf desires was changed into a sweet and boisterous play, a romp of little gods with life in time. In the deep place where once the serpent slept, there came a grip on matter's giant powers, for large utilities in life's little space, a firm ground was made for heaven's descending might. Behind all reigned her sovereign deathless soul, casting aside its veil of ignorance, allied to gods and cosmic beings and powers, it built the harmony of its human state, surrendered into the great world mother's hands. Only she obeyed her soul's supreme behest in the enigma of the inconscient's world. A secret soul behind supporting all is master and witness of our ignorant life, admits the person's look and nature's role. But once the hidden doors are flung apart, then the veiled king steps out in nature's front. A light comes down into the ignorance, its heavy, painful knot loosens its grasp. The mind becomes a mastered instrument, and life a hue and figure of the soul. All happily grows towards knowledge and towards bliss. A divine puissance then takes nature's place and pushes the movements of our body and mind. Possessor of our passionate hopes and dreams, the beloved despot of our thoughts and acts, she streams into us with her unbound force, into mortal limbs, the immortal's rapture and power. An inner law of beauty shapes our lives. Our words become the natural speech of truth. Each thought is a ripple on a sea of light. Then sin and virtue leave the cosmic lists. They struggle no more in our delivered hearts. Our acts chime with God's simple natural good, or serve the rule of a supernal right. All moods, unlovely, evil, and untrue, forsake their stations in fierce disarray, and hide their shame in the subconscious. conscience dusk. Then lifts the mind a cry of victory. O soul, my soul, we have created heaven. Within we have found the kingdom here of God, His fortress built in a loud, ignorant world. Our life is entrenched between two rivers of light. We have turned space into a gulf of peace and made the body a capital of bliss. What more? What more? If more must still be done? In the slow process of the evolving spirit, in the brief stage between a death and birth, a first perfection stage is reached at last. Out of the wood and stone of our nature's stuff, a temple is shaped where the high gods could live. Even if the struggling world is left outside, one man's perfection still can save the world. There is one, a new proximity to the skies, a first betrothal of the earth's heaven, a deep concordat between truth and life, a camp of God is pitched in human time.